Kalim chapter 5, Mishnah 11. Tanur shel evan v'shel mateke. So now we're moving on. We've been dealing with earthenware ovens up to now. Now we move on to stone ovens and metal ovens. So stone ovens are tahor. The stone oven is entirely insusceptible to tumas. The stone oven cannot become tame as stone utensils. A metal oven, v'tame mishum klei matkos, becomes impure like metal utensils. So what does that mean? It's got a different methodology of becoming impure when compared to the earthenware ovens. First of all, it can't become tame just from hanging something inside it. You know, by its interior, that whole methodology of hanging a sheretz inside the oven, that doesn't work. It's actually got to touch the oven in order for it to become tame. But when it touches the oven, if it touches on the inside or the outside, it becomes tame. An earthenware oven from the outside can't become tame, only if it touches it from the inside. And when it is tame, unlike an earthenware oven, then it could only be purified by being broken. This oven, like any other metal utensil, you could put it in the mikveh. You could put it in a mikveh to purify it. So, a few differences over there. Nikav nifkam nistak. If this oven was punctured, chipped, or cracked, and asalot tefel, and then he made a coating for it, a clay coating to patch up this crack over here, then or musaf sheltit, or he made or an additional part of clay. So tamat becomes impure like an earthenware oven now, right? Because now all of a sudden you've had to. Right. So kama yehei benekev. How big does the hole have to be? Kadesh yetsubwa ur, so that enough for the fire to escape. So because the hole is so big that, you know, it almost like wouldn't be functional without the hole being filled, and you now fill the hole with clay, so now it gets the din of an earthenware oven because the hole, the clay, is making it functional. V'chein b'kirin, so too with a stove. Kira shel evan v'shel matekes tohera. If it's made of stone or metal, it's pure. Utmea mishum klei matkos, and if it's metal, it becomes takes on the dinim of a metal oven. This is the same as we've said above. Nikva nifkum nistak. If it's punctured, chipped, or cracked, asalo pit putim. He makes for it props that's out of clay to fix up the chip, the hole, or the crack. Tmea, then it would become tame like an earthenware oven. Mercha betit, if he lines it with clay, bain bifnim bain b'chutz, where he puts the clay on the inside or the outside. So let's say he takes a metal oven and he lines the inside of the oven with clay, or he lines the outside of the oven with clay, tohera, it is considered pure, meaning that it doesn't become like an earthenware oven. Why? Because the clay is not making it functional. Not making it functional. It was already functional. And the clay is just like an additional thing over there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, "Mibifnim tmei." He said, "No. If the clay is inside, then it becomes impure like an earthenware oven. Ubechutz tohera. But if the clay is on the outside, then it remains the status of a metal oven."